Hi, and welcome to another edition of Visions with me, Yudeli Wickham Ashby. And today, I have a very special guest who will be talking about a game that I love, and I know some of you love it as well, chess. I have with me in the studio Dr. Marilyn Bland, who will be my guest and sharing a little about chess and how blind people can play chess. Welcome to Visions, Marilyn.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so let's start off with talking a little about chess. Some people may have heard the name chess and wonder, what is that? What type of game is it? Can you explain a little for us what chess is?
I will do my best.
Cool.
Chess is a board game. Anyone can play, whether you are sighted or visually impaired. There are 64 squares on the board, and there are 32 pieces are light-colored pieces, and the other 16 dark. And the game is played by two players, and one side has white and one side has black. When you place the pieces on the board, they have specific squares that they start on. And as you move your pieces, the game develops because you're playing, strategizing. The objective is to checkmate the king of your opponent. And so it may be helpful for those who don't to name the pieces. You have a king, you have a queen, two bishops, two knights, and two rooks. And then you have eight pawns. And each player has this set of pieces. And so your objective is, as I said before, to mate the king of your opponent. Now, during the game, you can capture some of the pieces of your opponent. And the more of those you have, the better your chances of winning, though having more pieces does not necessarily guarantee a win. You know, the objective is to checkmate the king.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot move, and he cannot move by any of his own pieces.
Okay.
So,
nice, wonderful.
Yes.
So how did you get involved in playing chess?
With chess. Well, I learned chess when I was about 12 or 13, the very basic moves, but I didn't really have anyone to play against, and so that didn't go very far for a long time. As an adult, I played a few games, but again, you know, a constant, a regular opponent. Then in about 2018, I was in Dallas, and that's where I picked up chess seriously and began playing. When I say online, it's via Skype with a partner. And so that enabled me to play, even though other people were in other cities or in other countries. And this is a really wonderful way of connecting and being able to play the game. And the thing about chess is there are so many different levels. You don't have to be the strongest player to be able to participate, and players who are willing to guide you, and play the more you learn. So I started playing, as I said, online, and then became involved in, those were just friendly games. Then I joined a tournament, which was an online tournament, and so you were paired up with specific partner players. And then I just continued from there. Now I want to emphasize that I'm still not a very good player, but I do love the game and I l enjoy interacting with others, and that's why I keep playing. I am the example of not a good player being able to participate, because the more you practice and play, the more you become familiar with different aspects of the game. And so you may not be the strongest player, but you are gaining insights and you're gaining knowledge and you're gaining friendships and you're growing as a chess player.
Great, great. And tell us now about the International Braille Association. How does that work? How does it involve persons who are blind and visually impaired in the sport?
All right. So most countries have an organization. Example, in the United States, where I'm living, there is United Braille Chess, Blind Chess Association, United States Blind Chess Association, and I am the secretary of that group. Group that sends out information, tournament news, we have coaching, we have nationally, but we also have some international levels. I mean, excuse me, international members. Then on the next level, we have the International Braille Chess Association, IBCA. And I am a member of that organization. I'm on the executive board. And this group does what USBCA does on a national level. This group does globally. We in work to promote chess within countries that are not members yet. Offer trainings, tournaments, offer resources. So it's a way of reaching players in all over the world.
How easy or difficult would you say it is for blind and visually impaired people to play this game?
Initially, it seems difficult when you're confronted with this board and these squares and this. But you know, once you have come to understand the moves and the pieces and how to name your squares, it isn't that difficult. I mean, there's always somebody who's willing to guide you a little further along your chess journey. But the main thing is to connect others and to so that you can interact and talk about and ask questions and engage. You know, so of course, the earlier you start learning, the better, but it is no real time. You can start as an adult, you can start as an older person. It really doesn't matter as long as you have the interest and the willingness to try.
Cool, cool. And that leads me into the next question. You're here on island. What's the main purpose of your visit?
I'm very excited to be here because I have never been to Barbados before. And now I get to combine this first special experience with chess. And the purpose of being here for chess is, first of all, to help promote it amongst blind and visually impaired players, and then to formally welcome Barbados into the IBCA, into the International Chess Community, as its newest member. And so this is very exciting for me, and I'm delighted to be able to be here and share in that moment.
Woohoo! That is indeed a major achievement because it's demonstrating yet again how active blind and visually impaired people, and by extension, people with disabilities, are and can be given the opportunities. So, since you've been here, what has your experience been like in terms of getting to see a bit of the island, interacting with the blind and visually impaired people, and maybe the Chess Association here in Barbados?
Well, I'm delighted to say that as seen the adults and some children at schools, Eiffel and I have been working together with different groups, and I see enthusiasm, eagerness, and I see fun and laughter and sharing, and all this is wonderful to observe, and it gives me hope that more people will want to be a part of that when they see what chess can do for you as an individual, and then as a team, and as a country.
So, as you reflect on Barbados becoming the newest member of the International Braille Chess Association, what do you think that offers, or how do you see it really benefiting the community here?
Well, what I observe is that the organization is in its infancy, but the interest is there and the support is there. I'm encouraged to see that coaches who are eager to help and the players, and this in itself is a great step forward, because without that, there is no real opportunity. You have to be able to have somebody guide you and help you as you progress to become competitive. Now, not everybody wants to play competitively, and that's not the problem, but the opportunity for competition is there, and it can grow.
As you said that, Marilyn, I'm thinking people may be wondering, so blind and visually impaired people playing chess, what does it mean? What does it matter? How does it help in any way? So my question to you is, how do you see the game of chess actually helping blind and visually impaired people? Because sometimes we don't think of how emotionally, it can stabilize individuals, or how sociologically it's also impacting the community.
So chess is very much connected to our lives, because what happens on the board in a world mirrors what happens in our lives. We are faced with a challenge and we have to. So in chess, there are strategies, there are tactics that you have to work out in order to have your pieces go to good squares or to any, your opponent's pieces. And in the same way, there are challenges in our lives, and we have to think about strategies and ways to deal with these. And being able to do this on a board, you're able to then carry that over into your own life. If you're thinking of a on the board, then you can help, you can think about a strategy in life. Well, it's helping you problem solve, it's helping you think ahead, it's helping gain perspective on things that you may otherwise not have had or done. And it gives you a good, you want to achieve that goal. And so not only do you want chess game, you want to win at whatever you're working at in your own personal life.
I quite agree with all of what you said. So, Marlene, let's, if you don't mind, let's just have a little chat now about you and who you are. Are you working? Do you, what do you do in?
Well, I teach world literature and writing, and because I love literature, and this is, yes, it's my profession, but it's also, and so I get to do both of those things. I love to travel, and so now I can combine with my travel, and it just, the life is full of richness if we embrace what. I have a service dog, I don't travel abroad with a dog because it's complicated, it's very complex. So when I travel abroad, I use a white dog vision. What else? Well, I was going to say I love trying different things, different foods, except that I struggle with things that are very spicy, and I am allergic to poultry, so mindful of those
Oh,
things, but
okay.
I enjoy I'm curious. I like to know things about where I'm going and different cultures and music. It makes very full and rich, and it helps, it just bridges gaps between people. It's really I love connecting with other
Wonderful.
people.
Yes. So have you tried any of our local dishes?
What did I have today? I had what in the United States they would call mac and cheese, but today it had seasonings and onions and things with it. So that was a little different, for me. And so yes, I still have time to experiment with some different dishes.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. Right. So you mentioned literature and writing. Can you share a bit more about the writing aspect of your profession?
Well,
Or is it a hobby?
no, it's when you read, you have to be able to analyze what you've then write about it. So that from a course perspective, the writing is part of the coursework, but I write personally. I write my own poetry, I write stories and things like that as well. So writing is a very broad term, and so it encompasses a whole things. So I write professionally and I write for my own self.
Right. So have you published your personal poems and other writings?
Some things, I mean, I've won a first place in a poetry contest and a short story contest like that. I have a novel that's in manuscript form at the moment that's undergoing its final editing in the not too distant future. It will be out there, and so that's part of what I do in my downtime.
Okay. Wonderful, wonderful. And you did say that you like to learn a bit about the culture of the countries you visit. What intriguing have you found about our Barbadian culture?
It seems there's a people are very close knit. I love the music. I love the music, and I just it's, people now I know there's sadness and there's an underside, but I see people laugh and I see people with each other, and this I enjoy seeing that. I see the laughter, I see the connection between the warmth and the camaraderie, and that I enjoy seeing that, and it makes me feel good.
Wonderful. So you have been traveling extensively. Can you share some of the countries you have visited?
I have visited, let's start, Mexico, Guatemala, Ecuador, Brazil, Argentina. Then I'll go to Africa. I've been to South Africa, to Uganda, Egypt, Morocco. I have been to Russia. I've been to Switzerland, Austria, Liechtenstein, Germany, France, Italy, England, Scotland, Ireland, India, I've been, Greece. I forget.
Quite a few. I'm
No,
almost afraid to ask which is your favorite. I wouldn't.
I cannot take that question because every country has something special that speak to them and that makes you want to go back there, you know? So I have a really hard time with that question. But let me just say that there are many countries that I still want to, that I have not had opportunity to go to yet. I think the world is a wonderful place. It's not as small as it used to, it's not, you know, it's much smaller now. Travel is so much easier than what it used to be, you know. But I this is my first visit in, and so I'm thinking that it is not going to be the last of the Caribbean visit. I want to experience the rest of islands and the sea with it. So
So my question, Marilyn, is as a frequent flyer, as a traveler who has visited so many countries in the world and being blind, how would you rate your travel experiences with the various airlines? And what would you, one or two things that you would definitely want to ch improve on?
sometimes very difficult, and there are things that are out of your control that complicate your trip. And I think particularly of or delays in flights, and those really complicate things.
Cool. And I think what your last statement here is so appropriate because it's all about enriching life and understanding that you will win some, you will lose some, and indeed you will draw some as well. But it's how you handle the win, the loss, and the draw. Yes. Well, Marlene, it really has been great chatting with you, learning a bit more about the International Braille Chess Association, a bit more about you and your professional and personal life. And I hope we can get to chat again so that we can delve maybe a bit deeper into your chess game as well as your professional side of life, being a tutor, a professor in literature.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed visiting with you, and I hope people really take up the challenge and look deeper into this wonderful game of chess.
Yes, definitely. So thank you so much for sharing with us, and I look forward, as I said, to having you back again where we can expand the next time around the development of the game here in Barbados.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Visions with me, Yodely Wickham Ashby, and my special guest, Dr. Marilyn Bland, member of the International Braille Chess Association. Remember, you can reach out to me on 1-246-269-9660 or 1-246-430-7300. You can email me at visionsbarbados@gmail.com, and you can check this and past episodes by going onto the VOB929.com website. So, until next week, thanks for listening, and remember, love yourself and love your neighbor just as much as you love yourself. So until then, ciao.